Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net.
Use CGR for 5% off. That's CGR, all caps, for 5% off.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. Well, during these times, your support has meant everything to us. So my employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. We're selling the best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have my standard size MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code.
Promo code Pastor Greg.
Or you can get custom fit with my premium queen size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now just $29.98. Or my king size, regular $89.98. Now just $34.98.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg. Use that code MyPillow.com, promo code Pastor Greg, 800-656-1943. That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at CGRWellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. Hour number two here on Chosen Generation Radio. I want to welcome all of our audience that's listening all across our radio and terrestrial networks, as well as those that are listening on and watching on TECN-TV, on Getter, on Clout Hub. We're still active on Facebook. I'm not exactly sure how that's working, but we still are active on Facebook. And thank you. Glad that we are. Glad that we can be with you today and you can watch us. And we appreciate that very much. Hour number two. And if you missed any part of hour number one, Rick Manning and I had some really interesting conversations about so many different things. And again, our condolences go out to the innocent people that were part of the shooting in Buffalo, New York, to the innocent people that were caught up in the shooting in Milwaukee, which they won't identify. Multiple shooters involved in that. They won't really tell us much about that. Our continued thoughts and prayers, by the way, for the community of Waukesha, Wisconsin. And there's been no justice done there either, unfortunately. And a lot of people injured. And then the shooting that occurred just yesterday in Orange County, California, in Laguna Hills or Laguna Woods. Our thoughts and prayers again with that precious community shooting in a church. And a lot of bad stuff that's happening here. And my next guest and I are going to talk about some of the stuff that's happening overseas. And folks, this is what happens when we abandon our Christian foundation, when we abandon God. And then we shake our fists and we say, God, why is this happening? You know, it's like when your mom and dad told you, you know, don't play in the street. And then, you know, you get hit by a car because you were doing what? Playing in the street. But then you're mad at mom and dad because you decided not to listen to them and go play in the street. Nah, it's my parents' fault. Anyway. A whole nother topic. Dr. David Wormser, Center for Security Policy, is with me. Dr. David, welcome. Good to have you.
Thanks. It's great to be with you again.
Being a father of five and a grandfather of three, I can talk a little bit about, you know, raising kids and trying to keep them on the right track. And by the grace of God, I'm very proud of all my kids, and they're all doing very well. And they have a real good sense of right and wrong, and they choose right the majority of the time. So very proud of them for all of that, and grandkids too. Anyway, so Dr. David, we've got some very serious situations. I wanted to talk to you about two places in the world that are of a foreign policy nature. Israel, of course, and what's happening there. The war coming from the north, the alliance between Hamas and Russia and China to a degree, and Iran being a major player in that. And then I also wanted to talk to you a little bit, if we could, about what's happening out in the China Sea, the South China Sea, and Taiwan and that situation over there, and the impact that that potentially has as well. So I don't know, wherever you feel most wanting to jump in at this point, I guess.
It's so much.
Yeah.
You know, one thing. I mean, in Israel is like a canary in the mine, which is why I guess so much is discussed about it, because it really is at the front edge of the attack on the West. Because if you really want to attack the Christian and Judeo-Christian foundations of the United States, ultimately you're going to have to go and attack both its Jewish, ancient Jewish history and its modern Christian continuation. And so Israel has a certain symbolic value that is important.
Mm-hmm.
I raise that because when you get down to it with the Supreme Court, with all sorts of attacks that are going on, starting visibly to all of us in the summer of 2020, with the massive unrest that we experienced in our streets. What you see is that, you know, by now, a picture's emerging. And the picture that's emerging is that whether it's tearing down statues, tearing down our history, attacking our government institutions violently, like the courts in Portland, attacking our allies, attacking our Supreme Court. What you see is a systematic assault on everything that grounds and is a foundation for American life, including its Judeo-Christian core. And what you're beginning to see now is in foreign policy, its application, that this administration and its progressive allies are systematically assaulting our allies across the world and undermining, in fact, obliterating the alliance structure that we've built up over a century. whether it's abandoning Colombia now to Venezuelan communists, whether it's attacking the Salvadorian government for cracking down on their version of drug gangs, whether it's attacking Israel or others for doing whatever they have to do to survive. There's a systematic assault on anybody who's pro-American and our allies. Mm-hmm. The other side, there's a systematic release and relieving of our enemies, whether it's Iran through the attempted Iran deal, whether it's this suddenly last night out of the blue, they released six terrorist organizations from the terrorist list, some of which are have members that are the key founding members of Al-Qaeda, et cetera. They're lifting all pressure and American assault on our enemies, and in turn to redirecting that on our allies. So I think by now we have to look at it as a larger assault on everything we stand for as Americans.
So really, I mean, this does in a way speak much. You and I talked in the open in the green room a little bit about something that Clarence Thomas was speaking about, saying that the abortion leak has changed the Supreme Court. And I'm not trying to get down into that, but more to the point of American institutions under assault, as well as American allies and the alliances that have existed historically with America have been predicated on a particular ideology having to do with freedom, liberty, individual rights, the right to govern one's self, and the right of the people to be the ones who are making the decisions relative to the direction of those nations. It's a bottom-up approach, if you will, but it's an individual liberty approach. And the institutions that protect and defend that individual liberty are being dismantled, because at the very core root of that, David, as you and I have talked about, and I mentioned it in the last hour, and I'll keep saying it because it's so important, is the individual understanding their own personal intrinsic value, their inalienable rights. And if you don't understand that those inalienable rights come from God, and then God has natural laws and his laws that he's laid out for how we're supposed to interact with each other, you've lost the foundation and you fall into the abyss.
Yeah, you cannot create a secular structure of values. You cannot properly organize a society around secular values unless you're willing to accept what happened with Hitler and the death camps, with Stalin and the gulags and so forth. Why? Because human life is sacred, because God has marked off humans as his creation. And if you suddenly start taking the line that you can't, in other words, if man, you can't derive a value that says human life is sacred rationally through secularism, because right. If a child is born and he's mongoloid, he will be a net drain on society. But that doesn't matter, because his life is inherently valuable. It isn't ours to take from him.
Right.
And the love and so forth that you will have toward him is real. And you can't rationally derive that. So at the end of the day, you have to have a foundation like that. And that is what they're ripping to shreds. And with it then comes all that follows with the disregard for the individual. Our entire foundation, when the Constitution, as well as the Declaration of Independence, are all based on this idea of individual freedom, that the individual has inalienable rights. And this goes back to Mount Moriah. and the sacrifice or near sacrifice of Isaac, when instead God said, you will leave a mark on him. And that mark is a covenant with God, which marks the life of that baby as belonging to God. And that is the essence of the West, right there. And what you have now is an attack on that by people who have either no faith, or they have this faith in communal structures and rationalism, and you have no inherent value as a human.
Right.
You don't fit into that. That's what we're facing.
Well, it's interesting because I think about this, Dr. Wormser, as we talk about it, I think about, Israel, because Israel is now described as, and has been for some time, as a quote-unquote secular society. But I think that there's a misnomer, perhaps, relative to that, and we can talk about it a little more when we get back, because even though Israel is a secular, and I guess that's the ideological battle that's taking place within Israel, just like there's an ideological battle that's taking place here in the United States, in our own country, and that is, Israel stands because of the deep historical foundation of God and God's laws. And when you brush that aside or wipe that away, you again, you're falling into that sand trap. We'll be back to talk more about this when we get back with Dr. David Wormser. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Don't forget to get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's ChosenGenerationRadio.com. Back after this.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net.
Use CGR for 5% off. That's CGR, all caps, for 5% off.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product's called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history.
That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg. Use that code, MyPillow.com, promo code Pastor Greg, 800-656-1943. That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country. By contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights, I am Patriot Mobile.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here. Dr. David Wormser, Center for Security Policy, is with us. And, Doc, you know, we're talking about these... the ideologies, we're talking about the significance of what's happening, and of course there is a parallelism between what's going on in Israel and what's going on here. While that's happening internally in Israel, we have to be very concerned about the developments that are taking place around Israel relative to the threats that are happening there, the Iranian threat, the threat from Hamas, which I guess those are connected, the threat from Hezbollah. Talk to me about what concerns you have relative to those particular issues. And I guess we've got to drop Russia into the equation as well, because certainly, you know, although I'm told as of Friday, or actually as of last week, that Putin and Israel have somewhat settled things down a little bit so that Israel still has the ability to fly missions to defend itself in the air.
Against Israel when it mattered for Israel to fight. So in Syria, those red lines really helped the Russians more than the Israelis, because the Israelis were going to strike Iranian attempts to establish their positions in Syria on Israel's border. And whether the Russians engaged or not, if the Russians agreed with Israel on the red lines, then it doesn't involve the Russians. And if they do involve themselves, then it does involve the Russians. The Israelis would react either way. So it's to the advantage of the Russians to uphold those red lines. I think Putin kind of realized that the tensions are still somewhat there, but I think they've eased a little bit. Where the tensions are rising again is that as Russia is pulling a lot of its forces out of Syria right now because it needs them in Ukraine, the Iranians are backfilling. So if you've looked at the pace of Israeli airstrikes onto Iranian positions in Syria, they've increased dramatically in the last week. Pretty much every other night, if in some cases every night, there have been some substantial attacks. And then there's a very unusual one, not last night, but the night before last, which lasted 45 minutes and at least three separate waves in at least two different cities. And the Israelis apparently destroyed deep underground bunker structures and so forth. So it's escalating. The Iranians are there. On the other end, you have the European Union sent an emissary to Tehran to see if it can unblock the U.S.-Iranian nuclear talks. And he came back saying he succeeded. So I have a feeling quietly, while nobody's noticing, in a week or two, we'll have a new Iran nuclear deal sprung on us, despite the fact that we had been told a week or two ago that it's stalemated.
Well, but every indication in that, from what I've been hearing, Dr. Wormser, and correct me if I'm mistaken, but half the people are saying that Iran already has nuclear capabilities. And the half that doesn't agree with that is saying that they're going to have nuclear capabilities probably within the next 60 to 80 days.
Right. So the really big thing right now are two things. One is it still consider it illegal for Iran to do that. And they can, if it's illegal, they're still under sanctions and they have money issues and the government runs out of assets. And the second thing is if they don't, then they can buy anything from missiles or so forth or all the technology. The second thing that matters with it is that under the non-proliferation treaty, which is what they really should have been obligated to, it really does limit their ability to move fast. So even if they've crossed the threshold or they have not yet but are close to it, the question is, do they have enough uranium enriched to build one bomb, three bombs, or 50 bombs? And what we're negotiating with them is to make it legitimate for them to have the infrastructure to break out within weeks to have 50 bombs or you know, some multiple of bombs. So,
or maybe they
threshold into an arsenal.
Or maybe they already have those 50 bombs and they're just kind of in hiding, waiting for the ink to dry, and then they're going to say within a week or so, oh, great. Here they are. And I know that we have the sanction situation, but we also must not forget that Biden has just recently dropped a bunch of money on Iran. So on the one hand, yes, there's sanctions and they are supposedly can't sell their oil or what have you. China has done a backdoor agreement with them and they're buying Iranian oil, are they not?
They are, and ultimately, I think that's the real story of this administration. The deal that they're seeking is almost just an afterthought codification of what is already there.
Yeah, what they're already doing.
This administration has essentially lifted any piece, any application of sanctions. So what you've seen over the last year is that Iran has reached a certain economic activity in terms of international trade in critical areas that is about at level for where it was before sanctions. It's like our immigration policy. You can have laws on the books, but if the administration doesn't want to implement them, they don't exist really. And that's essentially what they've done over the last year with Iran. Their sanctions, they were imposed. Iran was going to redline bankruptcy completely. They were within weeks of defaulting.
And then they funded them. We're out of time. Dr. David Wurzer.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry. And by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the water. God bless you. And keep us in your prayer. And this pastor is Pastor Jackie, has been doing the ministry here in this village. And really, this village is really in a big need of a church building. Keep us in prayer. God bless you. And this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming. And we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the order. Thank you. God bless you.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice of where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here. Well, folks, I'm very, very excited to have my next guest with me. He is a Shulman scholar. He is also a writer for Front Page Mag. He is a part of David Horowitz's team of writers. He has his own website as well, danielgreenfield.org, and I would encourage you to check out. There's just everything that he writes is just incredible. He's a Shulman Journalism Fellow at the David Horowitz Freedom Center. He is on Front Page Magazine. He's on a blog of his own called The Point, and he has a brand new book out also called How Obama and Biden Destroyed the Greatest Military the World Has Ever Seen. And it is my sincere pleasure to welcome. And by the way, this was a quote by Rush Limbaugh. You are one of many people who have given me feedback that my reading and interpretation of that piece by Daniel Greenfield was a profound enlightenment. And I always feel profoundly enlightened. And I tell Daniel this every time that he's on my program. I just love our conversations. Daniel Greenfield, welcome to Chosen Generation Radio again. Great to be with you.
It's my honor. Thank you so much for that wonderful introduction.
Oh, absolutely, sir. Well, I thank you so much for all of your great contributions, including the article that I want to talk to you about today. And that specifically addresses the issue of who is funding the assault on our Supreme Court justices. But before we get to that specific piece, I think it's important to talk about what Clarence Thomas, Justice Thomas, had to say at a very prestigious conference that he was at over the weekend called the Old Parkland Conference. And at that conference, he basically said that the Supreme Court, as we know it, no longer exists. Your thoughts?
So certainly there have been ideological divisions within the Supreme Court. We all know that. There are justices on the left, justices on the right.
Sure.
Justices appointed by conservative presidents who turn out to be on the left. But you didn't have this internal coordination against the Supreme Court from within the Supreme Court. The enemy was not within the House. So they would have debates, but at the same time, they would have their friendships. Thus, for example, Ruth Bader Ginsburg was supposedly a great friend of Justice Scalia, and you would have these kinds of relationships between justices from the different sides. They would disagree, but they would also go on trips together. They would go hunting together and so on and so forth. This goes back generations. Now, the shift really, I think, began with some of Obama's appointees who never really melded into the court. But it's obviously accelerated and it's gotten much worse now because this is not just disagreement. This is somebody within this institution actually coordinated with the left because this was not just a leak. This was not just somebody sending a message to a reporter. Rather, this was an entire event. You know, we saw how quickly the protest movements ramped up, how everybody had a position on the Democrat side. So they knew this was coming. So someone within the political infrastructure, but also within the infrastructure of the court, carefully coordinated all this in order to attack the Supreme Court. This was the mission here, in order to stop this ruling from being handed down. So this is really unprecedented. You know, if this was happening within an ordinary federal court, this would be a criminal action. This would be a deliberate attempt to intimidate justices, judges, from issuing a verdict. Right. And again, within the conventional state federal legal system, this is itself a crime, and yet this is now being coordinated from within the highest courts in the land, clearly by people who are working within that court, likely again working for one of the left-wing justices, probably one of the Obama justices. And beyond that, it is an attack on the Supreme Court, both from within and from without, in an attempt to prevent the Supreme Court from issuing a ruling by, again, going specifically after the justices themselves. All this in combination is absolutely unprecedented.
Well, you know, here's a couple of the quotes that Thomas said. He said that if someone said that one line of one opinion would be leaked, the response would have been, oh, that's impossible. No one would ever do that. Now that trust or belief is gone forever. He also said, I do think that what happened at the court is tremendously bad. I wonder how long we're going to have these institutions at the rate that we're undermining them. You would never visit Supreme Court justices' houses when things didn't go our way. We didn't throw temper tantrums. I think it is incumbent to us always to act appropriately and not to repay tit for tat. It is really, really scary. Now, you've done an article. And as you mentioned, I just want to add to that, that you mentioned that, you know, the Supreme Court justices in the past, even if they had differences in ideology and opinion, they respected the intellect to be able to have reasoned conversations and perhaps still come to the conclusion that they disagreed, but to at least respect, yes, I understand you have an opinion. I respect that. You respect my opinion. This destroys all of that. It undermines and destroys all of that. You've done a bit of a deep dive into specifically the funding of these protesters and how that came about. Can you enlighten us as to what you have concluded relative to who's paying the protesters to harass the justices and churches? And let's not forget, folks, that we have had protesters going into Catholic churches in particular, but other churches as well, trying to disrupt the services that are going on in those churches, again, protesting and you know, wanting to kill babies.
Yes, so if conservatives had decided to go to the homes of left-wing justices and harass them, obviously the media would be quickly doing a deep dive and finding exactly who's financing what. The FBI would be arresting everybody. We'd be seeing months of trials and cases and discussions on the subject. There's been, of course, virtually no conversation about what's going on here. The group that actually put out a map two justices' homes and seem to be coordinating the protests. As calling itself Ruth sent us, they have nothing in common with Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who would have been disgusted by this sort of thing. But the question is, who are they exactly, and where is their funding coming from? As with most left-wing groups, it's really a dark money machine piled on a dark money machine with lots of front groups out front. But Ruth sent us is actually operating seemingly from a post box in Palo Alto, California. That's not surprising because the Bay Area is very responsible for most left-wing activism, for funding it in particular, even if it's not actually operating there. That group is sponsored by something called the Democracy Vigil Fund, which is itself an organization set up to generate anti-Trump protests. And they've been actually fundraising through yet another organization in order to pay protesters. I mean, the pitch is this: as would you pay a protester to give up an hour a day of work by donating so much money? I mean, behind the language, they are paying protesters to do this.
Right.
Bottom line is, and they're doing this through yet another financial sponsor, which is known as Open Collective, which has coordinated in the past and worked on projects with George Soros's Open Society Foundation, Pierre Omidyar, that's an eBay founder who's funding a lot of the radical left, and a number of other of the usual figures. So again, this is very much part of the usual political and financial establishment of the left, and again, of how the Democrat Party is run these days. This is not some sort of crazy aberration coming from out there.
Right.
This is just really part of their network.
This is what they do. I mean, this is exactly what they do. You know, I'm trying to remember the Dinesh D'Souza film, but there was a Dinesh D'Souza film that he did, documentary that, you know, where he kind of outlined these kinds of things, that this is what the left looks like, and this is what they do to break down a society. I think you've written about this, Daniel. This is what they did in Venezuela, right? When they were creating the chaos necessary to take over Venezuela, they use these kinds of tactics, breaking down the institutions, but then using very vocal and very violent, ultimately violent means to try to intimidate. But this is we're in the throes of the left. Really, this is their version of a civil war at this point.
I've said in the past that we are in a cold civil war, and to the left, the legitimacy of an institution depends on do we control it. If they control the Senate, for example, it is an important safeguard for democracy. If they don't control the Senate, it's created by racism and slavery. So the upshot of that is that if they don't control an institution, they are ready to destroy it. If they do control an institution, then it has total and unlimited power, and they can create disinformation governance boards and everything else. And, you know, they did this during the Trump administration. They waged relentless war against basic institutions of the presidency. Now, of course, they claim the presidency can do absolutely anything because they don't care about American institutions except as a means for their own power.
Yeah, it's really, you know, we should be not only keeping our eye on it, but we also need to be actively opposing these activities that are taking place. And we need people, as Randall Terry came on the program and talked about last week, we need people on the front line that are willing to stand and stand against this. We need pro-life people that are willing to actually go out and stand out in front of the Supreme Court and say, hey, you know, we're with you, and let them know that they have the support to stand on constitutional grounds. We'll be back with more Children Generation Radio coming up right after this brief break.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. Well, during these times, your support has meant everything to us. So my employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. We're selling the best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have my standard size MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code.
Promo code Pastor Greg.
Or you can get custom fit with my premium queen size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now just $29.98. Or my king size regular $89.98. Now just $34.98.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg. Use that code MyPillow.com, promo code Pastor Greg, 800-656-1943. That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
There we go. And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice of where you can listen each and every day. I want to welcome again, Daniel Greenfield is our guest. DanielGreenfield.org is the website. DanielGreenfield.org is the website. Daniel, we were talking, about the Supreme Court situation and the destruction of institutions. We also should be talking about the criminal release. We have this administration, releases criminals and they go into our society and they do terrible things like the driver who ran over people at the Christmas parade in Waukesha that nobody is talking about. There's another area where they continue to do things that are helping enemies of our country. And that is what's going on at Gitmo and the release of prisoners there. You've written a couple of stories about these, but talk to me about what's happening with regards to the administration releasing these very violent individuals who had intent to blow things up, like you mentioned the Statue of Liberty.
unfortunately, have been covering this for about a decade. Most people don't know one of Obama's first executive orders concerned the treatment of the Islamic terrorists at Gitmo. He did everything possible in his administration, even ousted at least one defense secretary because he wouldn't free the terrorists quickly enough. But there were terrorists that Obama was not able to release just because there was obstruction from a few people in the military and the Secretary of Defense's office still doing their job, still being loyal to America. The Biden administration is working on that. He's releasing most of the rest, and that includes really the worst of the worst, including alternate September 11 hijackers. We're talking, you know, some of the guys who were potentially going to hijack planes, fly them into targets. Even they are being released. Really, they're running out of people to release. But I think by the end of Biden's term, he's going to empty out Gitmo, which was the big Obama plan originally. All these guys are going to be on the loose, and quite a number of them have gone back to being terrorists. Others, we don't even know what they're doing. And this is, again, part of the larger agenda for the Obama-Biden administration, which is to undermine America and reward Islamic terrorists. On the horizon, it's quite possible we're going to see another of these Arab Springs because there are signs that they're pushing Egypt and other countries to start making deals with the Muslim Brotherhood, which would restart the violence and the terrorism in the region all over again.
Well, and of course, the continued propagating of the idea that America is a colonialist entity, was an imperialist entity, is evil, is racist, is generally bad, and that America as the world superpower is bad for the rest of the world because America has all of this baggage and all this bad history about it. And so therefore Obama came into power and you had Biden now basically is just taking orders from Obama, basically doing everything that they can to turn America into a third world country. And, you know, look at the empty shelves, right? In the grocery stores. Look at what's happening with the baby formula. Have you been following that? I haven't really talked a lot about that, but baby formula is going to illegal immigrant children while American children are going without.
It's an outrage, but it's also part of the same consistent larger agenda. Mm-hmm. This is the left. They hate America, and they want to actually break everything that people find comfortable and safe and secure. Right. They want to take away everything from you. They want to make you poor. They want to make you dependent on them. So they're going to be okay with taking the political hit in the midterms because they have a long game. So they're going to wipe out as much wealth savings that Americans have. They're going to take away basic things like a lot of the global warming, climate change agenda that they have is about raising the price of food. It's about making food more scarce. This is one of the reasons, again, why meat is more expensive. Bread is hitting new highs, but it's going to get a lot more expensive, especially now as different countries are panicking. Countries like India, for example, are banning wheat exports, so prices of bread are going to keep climbing. And again, this is part of the plan because they think that agriculture is bad. They think that being able to go into a store and buy anything you want is evil. So, you know, the old joke was people in the Soviet Union would come and they would see these massive American supermarkets and they would go, how is this even possible? Clearly, communism has failed. Now communism is meant to succeed in America and you go into a supermarket and it looks like a Soviet supermarket.
And this is all part of, you know, part of the plan to strip away. And then the other thing that I think has happened, but although I think it's starting to backfire because there are those individuals within that group of people that have been staunch supporters of the left who are saying, wait a minute, you know, why do my kids have to starve? You know, why is it necessary for this to go on? And they're kind of peeking behind the curtain and they're seeing who's pulling the strings on this and realizing we've been supporting the wrong people. We've been supporting the wrong ideologies. This in the real world, this stuff doesn't work. But again, the goal of this is to break down and destroy our society. And one of the first things that they have to get rid of is our faith, ladies and gentlemen. One of the first things they have to tear down and tear apart is the moral compass and the moral fiber of our church. And that's why I've spoken so much here on the program about secular humanism and about the homosexual agenda, because the homosexual agenda's purpose from the left is to eliminate all sense of moral conscience, so therefore there's no strength to take a stand against the evil. Does that make sense, Daniel?
Absolutely. For the first time, a majority of white Democrats are no longer Christian. This is a sea change, and it's also part of the larger, because if you want people to support abortion, for example, it's a lot easier to convince them if they actually have no religion, likewise gay marriage, everything else. This is very much part of a plan. And, you know, it's important to remember that the left is not religious. It has its religion. Its religion is idea that God is government, that collectivism is the fundamental expression. They recreate all the elements of religion. There's sin, there's reward and punishment, there's an apocalypse within the framework of politics. So they want politics to be your religion, and this is really what the culture war is about. Are our beliefs going to be mediated by God, or are they going to be mediated by government?
And government essentially is man, and the men that are doing this is this elite group of individuals who has, as you say, their religion. They believe that man cannot take care of himself, cannot govern himself, cannot be individually responsible. And as a Christian, I believe that man, left to his own devices, has sin in his heart, and therefore he's not going to do the right thing, which is why there needs to be an understanding of God. And my pathway is Christ. As a Jewish person, your pathway is directly with God, but it's understanding those same principles that without that relationship with God and an adherence to what God's word has to say, then neither you nor I are going to do the right thing.
Exactly. And the heart of that is the idea of a personal conscience. We have a personal relationship with God, whereas to the left, there's no such thing as individuals in the first place,
right,
which means everybody has to be collectivized under the government. This is really the Tower of Babel idea, the old collectivism, where everybody worships this God King, this Nimrod, this Pharaoh, this mighty cult of personality. And we've seen the left try to do that repeatedly throughout the 20th century, Hitler, Stalin. We've seen that with Obama to a degree, and this is really, for them, the fundamental expression of human society. You get everybody into this collectivist system. They worship the government through this cult figure, and that government tells everybody what to do all the time, and that is the perfect utopia.
And ladies and gentlemen, I suggest that you listen to this at the end of the day.
At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, "What did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men, seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say, the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God, and I love his creation, and I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil, and only God is good, and Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up, and in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil, so you all might enter into his rest.
Hi, I'm Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, heard on the Truth Broadcasting Network and seen on TECNTV.com, Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon Eastern, where I discuss today's most important issues through a biblical constitutional lens. TECNTV.com appreciates our partnership with NTD, and we'd love for you to give our great programming a view. That's TECNTV.com, Chosen Generation Radio with Pastor Greg. God bless you, and God bless America.